Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. Last week, we talked about buying souvenirs for yourself. So this week, I want to talk about souvenirs bought by others. This also comes under sentimental clutter, which I've talked about before in the episode about the seven types of clutter. That's episode 104, which I'll link in the show notes as well. Souvenir or sentimental clutter is terrible as it comes from someone who went on a lovely holiday and you didn't go with them. You didn't go there. You may never go there, but you had this thing now taking up valuable real estate on your shelf or drawer or fridge door. You shouldn't allow them to clutter up your home and create this clutter cloud in your head. That's what I'm thinking about sentimental clutter. So, and the problem with souvenir sentimental clutter is the guilt. It's, you know, you get given this, it might be horrible, it might be tacky, you might be like, what am I going to do with this thing? And then you feel guilt if you're going to get rid of it, which, you know, is the worst thing. You know, no one should have guilt in having anything in your home. It's your home. So let's get rid of this guilt. You know, it's taking up valuable real estate. The person who bought it for you most probably won't remember they bought it for you. And won't need to see it each time they come to your house, or may most probably don't even come to your house that often to see it. And, you know, as I said, it's your house. You can have what you want in your house, and you don't need to feel guilty about keeping things you don't want in it. So let's be objective and evaluate whether the souvenir is worth keeping and taking up valuable real estate in your house. So ideally, get a box or a basket and get all the souvenirs you have been given and put them into this box. So you find them in all the drawers in your bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen, wherever it is. Get all of these souvenirs that have been taking up valuable real estate, causing you stress, and then sit in front of the TV or listen to music. And let's do what I call, as always, a Netflix and declutter session. So go through each thing. And see what you want to keep, what you want to put in the donate pile, what you want to put in the sell pile, or what you want to put in the rubbish pile, especially if it's broken or if it's just plain horrible and ugly and no one should ever be, you know, see this stuff. And also in the recycle pile as well. See if a family member or friend really wants the item. So if they collect something, they may want it, like a teapot or a temple if they're into these things. But most time, people don't want that stuff. So don't keep it. Put it into, you know, the donate, trash, recycle, or sell pile. If you have time, you could try and sell the item. So you can try You could try eBay, Facebook, Audibizzle, or Craigslist. You know, one of those places you can try and sell it. Or you, if you have a community WhatsApp, you can ask people, do you want this stuff? But that's if you've got time, because it's really tiring selling stuff. And it, you know, people are just cheap, especially in this region. They want to get something for 5 dirhams when it's worth 100 dirhams. So if you can't be asked with that, just don't bother doing the selling thing. So the ones you want to keep, put that into one pile and then decide if you want to put them on show or keep them in a box and label it as souvenirs. But then if you're keeping it in a box, why? Because that's taking up valuable real estate and it's going to be hidden away. So if you're going to keep them, try and put them on show or use them so they're not just cluttering up valuable real estate in drawers and cupboards. The key thing with dealing with souvenir clutter is that it shouldn't be a burden mentally or physically in your life. If it is a burden, it needs to be removed from your life. If the giver gets offended, then what? That's on them. And not on you. They're the toxic person if they get offended by you getting rid of clutter in your house, even if it's clutter that they wasted money on. And now I talked about it in the first part, you know, about souvenir clutter, that people shouldn't buy souvenirs for other people and waste money, because they could use that valuable money to go for a lovely meal or to go on a spa treatment or go on an excursion. So that's on them for wasting the money. It's not on you. So don't ever feel guilty about this stuff. I see so many souvenirs. I've seen things from different countries, olive oil, pasta, statues and things like that. And it is difficult for people to get rid of. And, you know, I'll say to them, I'm like, do you like it? Do you use it? Do you want it? If no, then don't keep it. And people always like, you know, get a bit like, oh my God, should I do this? And I'm like, yeah, do it. If anyone says anything, blame me. Blame the organizer. Say your organizer told you you have to get rid of it. Even if you just listen to me on podcasts and you don't see me in real life, you can still blame me. It's fine. You can take my name in vain. But like, get rid of this stuff, because it is really awful, because mentally and physically it affects you badly, and it shouldn't do. It was from a place where somebody went on a lovely holiday. It was their holiday. So let them deal with that. Like, it's not your holiday. If you go to that destination, then you can buy what you want. And then if you do go to a destination, you'll listen to part one again to remind you of what you should buy when you go on holiday. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed these two episodes. I'd love it if you could share it with your family or friends. You can burden them with this amazing podcast episode. And you can share it on social media, WhatsApp, anywhere and everywhere. I would appreciate all the love that you can do. Thanks as always for listening, and I will chat to you next week. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.